Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
It's so important to be mindful in what you do. And one area that I actually found with my monkey mind that tends to go a million miles an hour is mindful eating. Even though I always have a lot of books to read and a lot of stuff to do for work, I really try to just eat and savor, and I notice I enjoy my meal more, I eat less, and it just tastes better, as long, obviously, if I'm eating something tasty. So I'm so glad to have the wonderful Jennifer Mielke. She's a holistic health coach from the 1111 Wellness Center. She works with the fabulous Dr. Frank Lipman. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi there, Jennifer.
Hi,
it's so good to
are
have you on.
It's so great
I'm
to be
good.
Here.
How
thanks.
Are you?
Wonderful.
Well, let's talk about mindful eating. Give us some tips to get started, and why is it so important, first of all?
Well, I think for many of us, we have sort of taken on these busy lives where we're constantly plugged in, and in the midst of that, it's really common that we just sort of make, like, eating just goes into the shuffle, and we stop, as you were saying, like, stopping to savor our food and really pay attention to what we're eating, and so it's just really important. When you do that, you tend not to notice how much you're eating. You tend not to notice the quality of the food that you're eating. Sometimes we just get into habitual eating where we're eating where we're not even really hungry. So bringing mindfulness to your eating habits can address all of those things.
And Jennifer, what are some good ways to really tap into whether you're really hungry or not? Because it seems like we've kind of forgotten how to read our body cues because we're eating just while we're watching TV or texting or doing all the myriad of things that we do during our day and evening.
Definitely. I mean, I think just that to start with is just simply eating is a really good way to go. Sometimes it's not an option, and I understand that because we're all busy, right? So a couple of tips that I'll give to patients here at 1111, one really great option for snacking is sometimes we snack out of like stress or out of boredom, or sometimes we're thirsty and we read that as hungry. So I often encourage people in the afternoon when they're feeling a bit snacky to like take a minute or 5 minutes and see, like, after that time, are they still actually hungry? Get up and have a walk around, you know, their office space, go get a drink of water, and after that kind of assess if what's really happening is hunger, then have a healthy snack. That's one way to put like a little pause in there. Some other really great tips are, particularly if you're going to be eating while doing something else, portion size is really easy if you have a lot on your plate to just mindlessly eat all of it without paying attention to whether you're satiated or not. And so what I often tell people to do is if they're getting takeout or ordering in, for example, you can take half of the food, half of the portion, and put it on your plate and go and eat that. And then if you're still hungry, then go back and get more rather than just having sort of this whole big portion in front of you when you're working at lunch on your computer. And then before you know it, you've eaten the whole thing and you're feeling miserable and overstuffed. So those are two good tips. And also just drinking water is a great way to kind of notice if you're really hungry or not, because a lot of times that will satisfy you.
You know, Jennifer, one thing that I found helpful is to eat on a schedule. And, maybe it sounds a little boring, but if I know I'm going to wake up at 6 and then maybe I'll eat at 6:30 and then 3 hours later I'll have a little snack and then 3 hours later I'll have lunch and then 3 hours later, I kind of do that every 3 hours thing and I eat the smaller meals. And that way it kind of helps you, your body kind of knows, like right before it's about that 3 hours, I'll start to feel hungry and then I can recognize it. What do you think of that? Or it doesn't have to be every 3 hours, but some sort of schedule.
Yeah, I think that's especially helpful probably for people who find that they're eating more than that, like if they're sort of grazing, and just snacking all the time. Even if you're snacking on things that are healthy, I think it's nice to give your body a break and not just be constantly grazing, because then you do lose touch with when you're really hungry and it becomes very habitual. So I think if you're eating, more frequently than 3 hours, then that would be a really nice way to bring some mindfulness back to it.
Yeah, and I think that that makes a lot of sense. And I think when people hear the word mindful, they think you have to meditate or be extra careful about everything. And I do think meditation is great. We'd love to talk about that with you sometime. But I think right now it's just being more aware because we are so distracted. And I only recently got an iPhone. I was like the last holdout, I think. And I have to say, I absolutely love it. And my husband laughed because he said, I told you. Now, you know what, though? I really try not to be. But it is helpful if I'm out in the woods, because I love to walk in the woods, or I'm at the store or something. If there is a show that was canceled or there's something else going on, it's nice to be able to, you know, just have it. And I try to use it just for email. But honestly, the reason I love it so much, I can take photos and send them to people. So everyone's like, oh, gosh, here's another photo from Lisa.
So fun, right?
So, yeah, it is really fun. Do you have a smartphone, and do you find yourself like needing to put it down, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, I have a 7-month-old baby, so I've become really conscious of how often I'm picking it up. So he kind of forces me to separate from it a little bit. But it is, I mean, it definitely falls right in line with sort of interrupting your mindfulness when you're eating, because it is really easy to be sort of mid-chew and suddenly you're thinking, oh, I should look up X, Y, and Z, and then you're like in another place. You know, so it's interesting what you're saying. It's so true. Mindfulness doesn't necessarily, in this instance, it doesn't mean like sort of a big, huge, heavy-duty practice. Really what I think it means is just creating a little space between your habitual patterns and your reaction. So it's really just about knowing, you know, oh, it's 3 p.m. and I'm reaching for a sugary snack. Our habitual response is just to do that because that's what you always do. And mindfulness allows you that, just like that little split second to say, oh, I'm reaching for the cookie. Oh, I'm reaching for the cookie. You know what? I'm not going to have a cookie right now. Or perhaps even I am going to have a cookie right now, but to do it as a choice rather than just a mindless behavior. So that's kind of what I think that, you know, bringing mindfulness to eating habits really has the potential to do for us.
Yeah, and then when you eat that cookie, really focus on it. Don't be texting or reading a book or answering
an
email.
Especially if you're going to eat a cookie.
Yeah, there's something a moment ago that we were talking. Yes, savor. That's the big word. But I was thinking about the similarities with meditation. As you said, what, you know, if you're eating and then you think, oh, I should look something up. But it's kind of like if you're meditating and you start to drift off and think about something, you have to bring your mind back, right? So when you're doing the mindful eating, if you start thinking about some other thing that you want to be doing, just bring it back, get back focused on what you're eating and noticing your chewing and the savoring. So I think that that's an interesting similarity.
Definitely. And actually, chewing is a really good example. A lot of times I find myself, for absolutely no reason, just gulping my food down. Simply because I'm not paying attention to the fact that I'm eating, and also my husband is the worst at that. He's just like speed eater, and yeah, it's just because his mind is somewhere else. So that's a really good example. And sometimes, like, some people in meditation will actually like count their chewing as a practice of meditation. So if you wanted to get into some like more heavy duty mindfulness practices around eating, that's something to play with.
Oh, I like that. That makes a lot of sense. By the way, I just heard, speaking of other things, Andrea is listening. She was not able to do the show today. That's why people are like, where's Andrea? I miss you. but she will be back with us next week. But yeah, it's such a great thing. And it really has helped me to, you know, to disconnect, right? I mean, that's a whole nother good reason. It really is. So, well, Jennifer, how do we learn more about you?
Well, you can find me at, if you want to reach out with direct questions, you can reach me at jennifer@bewellbydrfranklittman.com. And then also I post about sort of mindfulness and life on my Facebook page, which is Conservationista. So it's just facebook.com/conservationista.
Oh, you love the town I live in. A third of it is conservation land. I feel very blessed.
Oh, my gosh,
blessed.
I would.
It is. Well, you'll have to come visit. In the meantime, you can all check us out at Radio MD and listen to Naturally Savvy anytime and all the other awesome shows. And just hope everyone has a great day and stay well.